Please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Donna?
Sure.
Donna, you want to kick it off?
This is just to make a decision for the OA projects. What you have before you is all the projects, the ones in bold are the ones that Consolidated Planning Committee is recommending to be funded. Committee consists of myself, Mike Ewing, Bruce Jewett, Greg Wilkins, and Bob Leventry. Just under the one. Somerville one, I'm excited about that one. That old school up there was such a hazard, it needs to come down, so there was a request to have it demolished. There've been a lot of park requests, we seem to be getting more and more of those.
Quality of life?
Yes. Now we're all home too.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, what you have before you is all of the projects that were submitted for funding for the '08 round for the CDBG and home programs. What has been recommended is the following for infrastructure. Madison Township, the community park driveway, it's needed the top coat to finish that project up. So we kind of felt that would be good to finish that up. Ross Township, there's a sidewalk installation. It's around their business area, and it seems like there's three different sidewalks, and they're not interconnected, so this will connect all of their sidewalks. We have four different park recommendations. Trenton, which would be a shelter and playground equipment at the Home Avenue Park improvement, or the Home Avenue Park there. 7 Mile, they had asked for a lot of different things, and what we did was we pulled out what we thought was most crucial. They need some new dugouts and a picnic shelter, so we thought if we could do that part and then maybe work on the others later. Hanover Township as well, they had a large request, and part of that we felt was important was additional parking with lighting, because the park there is used quite extensively and they need additional parking. For Ross Township, Venice Gardens Neighborhood Park, that would be for playground equipment. And then down to the buildings, we have the demolition of the old vacant school building in Somerville, which is a hazard, substantial hazard up there. Riley Township for some electrical improvements. That building is used quite a lot, so that needs to be upgraded. St. Clair Township, they have a storage building in Overpeck that they purchased, and what they want to do is phase it out and renovate that building. The first step would be exterior renovations, the roof, gutters, and painting. The Butler County Care Facility, roofing for the north wing, they said that they have 25-year shingles that are starting to leak where the residents live. So, and if you'll notice the difference there in pricing is because they price both the 25 and 30-year shingles, and 25 is pretty standard. That's what we use with all of our jobs. So that's why I put 20 instead of 25, because 20 will get them their 25-year shingles. New Miami Local School District for $13,000. It's an installation of a safety and security measure for their front entrance there. And the Family Resource Center and Oxford Talawanda Community Services owns that building. That's the building located just next to that trailer park, that mobile home community up there. And it's used quite a lot. I did go out there and look at it, and the building does need some improvement. For public service, what we have is $25,000 towards the senior transportation expenses for senior citizens. And then, of course, we have our subrecipients, which they are under contract to receive 10% of our allocation. And the projects that they chose are the Route 4 Railroad Overpass Screening for Fairfield and for Oxford curb gutter and sidewalk improvements and some admin money for that. We do want to keep the home repair program. That's, we use about 100,000 of that every year. And and because we had to cut back our home money, we're going to have to lay low on the rehab this year. So the home repair would kick in all the emergency things that need to be done on a unit. And then our fair housing program is a requirement from HUD for $10,000. And then the activity delivery and administration costs are, of course, all the salaries and admin expenses of the community development staff. The second page, well, did you have any questions about the CDBG ones?
Donna, the Route 4 Railroad Overpass Screening, what yeah. Does that like a painting of the overpass, or is it just on
They're
the sides?
They didn't actually put a screen up there. On the side, that one real bad one when you're coming into Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually do have plans to have a screening. I actually have a picture of it. I don't think I have it with me, but I can send it to you.
Well, I know from my days of being in the legislature of trying to get the railroad to paint that overpass was like hitting my head against the wall.
Right.
But they're on board for painting it, and
it's painting. Yes, they're going to have a screening up there, and it's going to look so nice. Yeah.
Well, that's big on both coming and going, going into Fairfield and coming into Hamilton. That's the
right.
a vocal point of both communities. So,
right. And last year they set aside their money from CDBG to do it, but the cost was so much we just held on to it. So we're just going to put both these years together and get
okay.
It
so there is more money than just
yes.
this one.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That,
mm-hmm.
that was my next
yes.
question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on page 2, the home program, that is the program that we are consortium with the city of Middletown, and we usually split those projects up. For Butler County, we want to set aside $100,000 for Oxford's Mile Square, what they're trying to do up there. I met with the city up there, and there's a lot of rental units, that nice old homes that have just been gutted into rental units. What they want to do is get that back to single-family home ownership. And I've got a little narrative down there. They've been working with the Oxford Community Foundation and local lenders in Oxford. So it's going to be a joint collaboration. What we intend to do is the Oxford Community Foundation would purchase the units, the home, and then we would come in with CDB or home money and rehab it. And then once they sell it, the money would come back to the county for what we put in. The second thing that I have under there for $205,000 is I've been talking with USDA Rural Development. They have money sitting there that we can use that hasn't been tapped into. So it's under their 502 Guaranteed Loan Program. So what we're going to do with them is either build a new home or find one that needs to be rehabbed that we can get relatively cheap. They can guarantee, what they do is they become basically the lender to the homeowner, and that's how we get our money back once we sell it. So what I'm trying to do is come up with more ways for us to start getting our money back. We can't keep giving it away. And again, we have the activity delivery and administration costs. The city of Middletown is sticking with their single family rehab and down payment assistance in their admin. And that's what we have. We did only get, I don't even know why they continued this program, the ADDIE program, which is the American Dream Down Payment Initiative. We only got American Dream Down Payment Initiative. Okay. Rumor was they were going to cut it in 08, but instead they just give these little bitty amounts to everybody. So $7,563 isn't even really enough to help one person. So what I thought we'd do is just put that under down payment for Middletown since they're doing that. So. And that is really about it. That's what we have for 08.
I got just one quick question on the USDA collaboration.
Yes.
Why would we build a new house with the market the way it is?
Probably that's why I kind of left it open if we wanted to build one or get one that's rehabbable that we can get fairly cheap. Because if we have to pay a lot for a piece of property and then we put rehab money into it additionally, it may have been cheaper just to build a modest home to begin with.
Seems like we got an oversupply of that already. What I mean, if we're going in and rehab some older structure to help the community, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to go out in this market and try and build houses doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I would, for one, would like to say, if we do this, we do rehab. We don't do any new stuff.
Okay. Well, I have my eyes
set
on...
We're not in the building business, and I don't think we want to get into that market.
I agree. I agree. where's my next slide? That kind of puts me into the next. You see underneath there, we have a dollar home. We have the opportunity to buy our third dollar home, and it's out in Riley. It's beautiful. It's old, but I think it's got a lot of potential. So this is one that we could do. We could go in there, purchase it, rehab it. It's right there on the main street there, Riley, across from that new tavern. It's a solid structure. The only thing that I think that you're going to have problems with is it's a three-bedroom unit, and because the house is so old, it didn't originally have a bathroom. So we added a bathroom downstairs. That's the only bathroom. That's the only thing that I would think that would hurt us in trying to sell it. So it's a one-bath, three-bedroom house.
What have we done with the other two dollar homes that we
The one's
bought?
Been sold. There was an article.
Now, we do it with neighborhood housing, didn't we?
We did.
Okay.
Yes.
Explain the process. We got the home for a dollar.
We got the home for a dollar. We then deeded it over to NHS, who then became the owner while we rehabbed it. And then they helped to sell the property.
And then we got a cut of it.
We got a cut of this. What I'm trying to do is do this in-house. So I think we can do it in-house and save money.
Is our mission here to rehab houses in older neighborhoods to try and help the community? Or are we trying to get into the business where we make money on rehabbing house and selling houses?
No, I think this would only be our third one that we've had.
Over 3 years.
Right, right. So we don't actively go out and try to buy it. We don't have the funds to do it, actually. These dollar homes are rare, few and far between. Most of our rehabs are single or owner-occupied. But when we come across one like this, if we can rehab it and sell it cheap to a family to get in there.
Because Riley, I mean, the Riley trustees and all that, they're on board and all.
I just found out about this one last week, so I was going to contact Nick.
So you think that would be a community project of involving those folks?
Mm-hmm. Now, the longer it sits there, the dollar homes is, if HUD has owned these for over 6 months and hasn't been able to sell it, mm-hmm. and they offer it to the governmental jurisdiction to buy it for a dollar. If they don't, it's just going to sit there.
But the problem is, I mean, if that home doesn't have a bathroom, it has a bathroom on the first floor.
On the first floor.
And that's what's probably holding it up from sale?
I don't know. That's when I was going through it, thinking it's a beautiful home. The woodworking's nice, you know, tall ceilings. It's just we have three bedrooms upstairs and one bath downstairs. I'm thinking logistics. That's the only thing that I'm thinking would draw us back from this house.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice yard. Unless we... And I was wondering if there was a way, I was looking through there, that we could add a half bath upstairs. That might be a possibility.
I can remember having three bedrooms and a path.
And a path?
And it wasn't in Riley.
It wasn't in Riley, no, but it
was downtown.
Don, I think your question is a valid one. Commissioner Dixon, the response is more to your first part. We're not getting in the business. Our goal is to, when we see one of these, and it's only average one a year,
right?
Get them, and they're in older areas of the community. Get in, get some dollars to rehab them, and then we turn them.
Yeah, but I think we ought to make it a community project if we're going to do it.
That's good.
That's great.
I think we ought to work with the trustees. We got to get their input. We'll let mm-hmm. them. They know the area.
Right.
They may want to tear it down, and we're trying to rehab it.
Right.
So, you know, I just think we ought to make it a community project, and, you know, if we can benefit a neighborhood, I think it's great. But to go out and build new construction,
I
don't favor any of that.
Well, now, we have built a few units in New Miami, and they've all sold. They've all been very successful.
But that was before the market as well.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years.
I don't think in this environment you want to be out there anywhere.
I know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless it's got wheels and you can move it.
Yeah, that's right.
Volunteer fire department will be involved with the trustees and all that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. You make a whole community project out of it.
Good idea.
It's Check that, run that by Nick and see if
I will.
That would be.
I will.
And then let us know on that if you would, Donna, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're okay on the rest of it.
Are the other projects okay?
Big projects.
Okay.
The total dollar amount is down from last year, or
yes.
Is it about the same?
No, we lost about, I believe it was between, where's my notes? Between our home, our Addy, and our CDBG money, we lost about like $70,000. Everyone was down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
No, but it, you know, we get hit every year. Well,
the trend
about
is still
the last
going
5 years.
Right.
Right.
Great. Good projects.
The Somerville School, Donna, is that, does that complete the project?
Just tearing it down.
Oh, we're just tearing it down.
I mean, the 146 takes care of it?
Well, I looked through their estimates, and their estimates ranged from, like, I think around 136 or something, but I don't think that we need to consider EPA permits and things like that, so that's why I bumped it up a little bit. I think there's going to be some hidden costs there that we're not prepared for.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks,
Don. Good morning, Commissioners.
How are you?
Morning.
It's because of the leadership and vision that's been set forth by this county that we've been successful and we're able to report the success that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years in economic development. Since 2004, the county's been able to attract $2.4 billion in investment, and over 12,000 new jobs were created, while over 11,700 existing jobs from existing employers were retained. It's important to note that one-third of that investment was attracted in 2007 alone, with 3,221 new jobs created in 2000, while we also retained 2,900-plus jobs through existing employers and projects in 2007. 63% of that investment in 2007 was in the manufacturing industry, which is very key considering that the state, as well as other states in the nation, are struggling to retain manufacturing. We've been very successful in not only retaining it but also growing in that industry, and the other ones are all still very viable industries. You can see the percentages there, and also the breakdown by community. Obviously, the vision and leadership that's come through this county over the last 10-15 years have made some areas of the county very attractive to attract investment and new jobs, and I think that we're going to see that more spread throughout the county as we see some of the other developments come to fruition, and for example Liberty Township, things like that. So I think that this scale is going to change a little bit in the next 5 years, but obviously Westchester took the boat here with over $744 million in investment in 2007.
Huge.
We break those projects down by expenditure. Obviously Amlin was the big project for 07, as well as the Armor Holdings project. That was a retention project. So not only is that investment created in the county, that was also a retention project. So that's potential investment that would have been lost without the efforts of this department and the community that they both locations resided in. We broke those projects down by the jobs that they created. And again, you see Amlin Pharmaceuticals on here, and you also see Armor again, which is interesting because we created 400 jobs with that retention project that could have been lost from the county, and we also saved 742 jobs with that project. So attraction is always, it's always nice to see attraction, but it's also always nice to see that we were able to retain employers and their employees. You know, it's important for us to stay on top of our game, to continue to attract new investment, and to continue to provide information to the existing employers of why it's important to stay here, what are we doing to make sure that we're addressing your needs, and how are we staying successful. When our department, excuse me, we game the system, we stay on the forefront of the people who are looking 24/7. It's important to note and for you guys to understand that 90% of the site selection searches began on the internet, and that over 84% of the site consultants access information on the internet 24/7 globally. This is our visits for 2007. We had over 263,000 visits in 2007, which is more than double than the years prior. We mapped those out to show some trends of when they come in, when they're looking. This helps us guide our materials and our content, our feedback, so that we're prepared in advance to speak with these consultants or mail them information, you know, whatever the opportunity provides. An example of how that can work is, this was interesting. The CFO of ServerCore found the location for his $850 million, 1.2 million square foot plant that's expected to employ 450 workers with an average salary of $70,000. He found it on the internet in his pajamas after he tucked his kids into bed. So we're on top of the game. We have been. We're very aggressive about our website, our marketing materials. And this is proof that it works. And hopefully we'll, here in the next year or two, get a server core of that size. So basically, if a community does not have a website or a website that cannot be found or easily be found, the consultant moves on to a community that does, that provides the information they need on a case-by-case basis and a general overall basis. And we've been very successful at that. And how we are successful is because we continue to understand how that process works. A lot of people take for granted, you put a website out there, somebody's going to find you, but that's not true. 62% of all search engine searchers don't look past that first 10. If you plug in, say, Butler County, Ohio, if you're not on that first list that pops up, 62% of the viewers won't look to the next page. 90% of users don't go past the third page. And so basically, if you're third page or on, you're never going to be found. Your information, the opportunities you have, the workforce you have, investment you have, will not be seen by the people who need to see it. So we work very hard at gaming the system and getting our website ranked up high in those search engines. When I came in 2004, the economic development website ranked 88 on page 11. That means that information was very, very, very hard to find. 2007, today we hold multiple rankings on the first page in the top 10 listings on all major site search engines, all of them, Google, MSN, all of them. The website traffic increased from 400 visits a month in 2004 when I came to an average of 21,992 visits a month today. That's an average of 723 visits a day. And those are economic development visits. Those are not just anybody looking for some of them could be, but they're very specific because of what we provide. So targeted visits is what that 723 is, and they're unique visits. You know, what do those visits do? What does that website traffic do for us? Well, in 2007, our department specifically was able to submit a site or building or information in regards to a site or building for a potential new employer for 42 building searches and 17 site land searches. We shared this information the first week of February with the real estate community, Chamber of Commerce's, and other economic development professionals. We shared our statistics and numbers with them and our success, but we also shared with them the trends that we see. And obviously, we need a 100 to 150,000 square foot standalone building, office manufacturing. We need a lot of them. So we shared this information with them. We also shared with them the acreage sizes. We need, you know, good marketable parcels between 10 and 15 acres. These are trends that we see in-house because of the work we do, the people we speak with, that they don't necessarily hear the same things. So we work very closely with the real estate community to share that information. And how we've been so successful in 2007 in getting those website numbers and building profile numbers increases, we've been the catalyst and I'll say the aggression behind getting this website marketing moving throughout the entire county, because we alone do a really good job, but it's very important that we partner with our community so that they're doing some very similar things as we do, because it's proven to work. We've been successful in 2007 technology-wise in getting our communities linked up to the same format that we use in regards to available sites and buildings. And these are just some examples of that. What this does is provide site consultants, CFOs, anyone who would look for an available building or land in Butler County, the chances of them finding our site is very high. But they can also go to any of the other websites and find the exact same information about available building or available land in the county, and it's in the same format. So it's fluid and it's consistent. That is what consultants like, and they tell us that over and over and over again. We've been very successful in the means of promoting buildings and sites in the county. in 2007. These numbers are on top of our website visits. This is very key because it's on top of our general website traffic. Over 68,000 times a building profile was visited. That means somebody online got on, looked at one of the available buildings in Butler County, 68,000 times. Land profiles over 41,000 times, and community profiles 6,000 times. That is key. We share this information with the Ohio Department of Development so that they can continue to create strategy to market the state with this program, and we've been extremely instrumental in how that process works on the statewide level. Who's looking at us? I can tell you that we get tons of website visits. I can tell you that a lot of people are looking at our sites and buildings. I can't tell you specifically who they are unless they've called us or our community, but by tracking our website traffic, I can tell you where they're coming from. Obviously, Texas, Washington, California, these are the places in the country that it's expensive to live and do business. They're looking at our website. They're looking at Butler County, and they're looking at the communities in Butler County. If we did not have a website and we did not have this material and content fresh and generated constantly, the chances of having this level of attraction are nil. So not only do we get, you know, nationwide visits, but we also get foreign visits from all over the world. This is key because we constantly work to achieve foreign investment in the county and for the state of Ohio. And China always ranks up high there, but you know, you can see some of the other areas of the country, Canada, that are looking at our website for economic development opportunities and information. That's a lot of good information and a lot all at once, but we do have the right people looking at us. We do have the right content out there. We obviously got the success of the investment in 2007. From 2004 all the way to 2007, you can see that trend growing the same pace. You can see our website material content growing. Some trends that we've noticed throughout the last couple years is that the timelines to give this information back to consultants, back to CFOs, back to interested parties is always getting shorter. That's why it's very, very important that we continue to emphasize on dynamic and readily available information on our website and in-house. Another key trend that we have found over the last couple years, and this is huge, especially because the state is developing new funding processes to help attract jobs to green sites. Sites must be shovel ready. It's very hard to show anymore just a farm. This is a great piece of land, but they have to be shovel ready. And a lot of times they have to have utilities in place. We work to try to market those available shovel ready sites over and above the general land sites. There's also a stress on training and skilled workforce. Obviously, projects go where people are, they don't go where buildings are. So we have to continue to look at what we have as a strong point when in regards to workforce. And in-house, we market with Workforce One, Butler Tech, things like that, to make sure that we're on top of the trends that they see in the workforce. And we market those numbers specifically to key industries that we see, like the manufacturing. You saw the chart back there, how that falls in. We also are seeing a trend with our communities updating their websites and taking this tool to the next step, but also the state of Ohio is taking more aggressive steps to use their website as their marketing tool, their number one marketing tool. And at the presentation we had in February, that's what they stressed to the real estate community. This is our tool. This is what we use. So finally, it's catching on, but we've been doing it all along. And because we do this in-house with economic development experience, that's why we're successful, along with your leadership and vision. I think we're right on the path to continue to see investment from here on out. So hopefully that wasn't too much too fast. Do you have copies if you have any questions?
Shauna, the nice presentation. If I'm the executive putting my kids to bed and getting on the website, do I have links with the schools and also the quality of life?
We have economic development for years tended to overlook quality of life. In my experience in economic development, going on too many years now, quality of life was always overlooked because people thought that, you know, it comes down to taxes, it comes down to money. Well, no. Today, people are looking for a job. First, they look where they want to live. Then they look for a job. So we have bumped up our quality of life page. We have always preached the cost of living here and the cost of housing here. That page, we track that traffic to see who's looking at us and how often it's being looked at. We know that the quality of life is a key factor. We also promote education. We have a page all by itself for education on our website, and it's also interlinked on the workforce page and some other pages all through our website, so that depending, you could plug in a wide array of words. You could type in Jolivet economic development education. You're going to come up with my economic development page for education in Butler County, Ohio. Those are key factors, and those are things that we look for out of the consultants when they do searches, when they call us and they ask us for information. I log that. I want to know what they're looking at. I watch our page growth. I know what they're looking at. I know what they want more of. I also know what documents get downloaded. I go in and refresh those, make sure they're up to date. I also let the communities know if a particular building, say in Hamilton, was getting just looked at time and time and time again, you know, for a period of time. I call them and say, somebody's looking at this building. You need to get in there, update your profile, just be ready. Somebody could be calling you, or talk to the broker, find out what's going on. So not only do we keep this information on here, we provide it back to the community and the real estate community. We work very close with them and making sure that we all interconnect these numbers. We also did stress to them that they need to be a little bit stronger in promoting the assets of Butler County, not just of their site or building. They need to work on preaching the available workforce here, the skilled workforce, and the education processes that we have in place. It comes down to more than just a building or site. It's where the people are. And that's basically my new term for 2008, is where the people are. And it's not just that we have people. We have skilled, educated, hardworking people in Butler County. And that's what brings the job. So that answers your question.
I just had a question. What was I going to say? Oh, the link with when someone comes on our website and asks for information back, what is our response time? Is it like the next day? The
very day. The very day. That okay. Morning when I come in, or when it comes in, it gets answered. If I cannot answer the question, I forward it to the person. Tim Williams tends to be my favorite guy in that department. Though some of the areas he gets the questions because our website actually generates more than just economic development questions. I get a lot of county questions in general. They're finding my website now more so than the county, and that was a hurdle we had to get over when I first came. So we get questions about housing. Last year we had somebody had a family member that lived in a trailer with no heat and no indoor plumbing. It was not anything I deal with, but I knew that Derek could probably handle that situation. I forwarded it to him, and we made sure that it was taken care of.
Do we also have a link to area realty companies?
We have them to area real estate companies, but more so than that, because we want to be involved in that process. On the profile where a site or building is located on our website, it tells where it's located. 95% has their logo and their contact information. We work very closely with them. If I get a prospect or lead that's interested in a building, I tell them who the broker is. I also call the broker. I spoke with the consultant today. They're interested in this building. Because they usually want more information,
right.
There's not a missing link. We are very good, and sometimes probably overly aggressive about making sure that we keep everybody in the loop. I don't want a consultant to come here and not get a question answered, at least not on my dime.
Is there, just thinking off the top of my head, if someone that said was interested in Butler County, is there a program that we could institute that would entice them? Speaking with the Butler County Visitors Bureau, with the different hotels within Butler County, to offer them a discount, come look at Butler County and we'll give you, so much off on your night's stay. I think that would pay dividends. And
there's a link on our website to those opportunities in regards to the Butler County Convention and Visitors Bureau. I continue to try to work and get information out of them or connect to their website. There's some areas in that department that are not up to par with where we are technology-wise or with website marketing. That takes a lot of effort for me to extract that information on top of all of the other business information that I have to extract to put on there. when I do get time or if I see something strong, I put it on there. For instance, Nancy Nix's program for the housing loan industry information, I put that on our website. I try to market those for them. But there is an area on our website for Chambers of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau. I would say that if they could get their websites up to par, it would be a lot easier on me to link to them and do keywords on my end to help strategize the attention we have to shift it to them. I can either focus on economic development website or on theirs. And I try to do a little bit of both. I try to make sure we're whole and then help. I do that even for the communities where I see that they're maybe not produced or providing the kind of information because I get the phone calls for them. And somebody will call and say, I didn't see this on their website. I give it to, I call that community or that organization and say, can you please add this to your website or forward me a PDF so I can add it to mine. Mm-hmm. So I try to stay on top of that as much as possible, but it would take me a year to do the quality of life to that extent. But you're exactly right.
Well, I think, you know, the old adage that you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. Mm-hmm. And this is the first impression that, you know, people who have never heard of Butler County before, this is their first contact. Mm-hmm. We need to treat them like they're gold.
We do, so. Especially business contacts. We do. Believe me, I get phone calls from Butler Tech to Workforce One to from the jail. I get phone calls because they find our website first. I almost can guarantee you that now. They find our website first. So it's me who answers the phone 90% of the time, and it's our website content that's developed from our entire staff that's fresh all the time. So believe me, I can tell you without a doubt that this department understands that first point of contact. And in regards to the quality of life, if you would like to see more information geared towards that, I can try to blend that in a little bit more. It's just hard to keep on track of what the consultants want business-wise on top of the community-wise. And that's where I would hope to see the community developments, the Chamber of Commerce, things like that, maybe bump up their technology a little bit. But it kind of gets aggravating when they keep hearing from me that my website's so good and they need to make theirs so good. So we'll work on that, though. I'll certainly see where I can bump that up a little bit more for you and give you some more numbers. I'll track that for you on that monthly report, and I'll show you how it works and what kind of questions. I think I did give you a copy, or Derek, a copy of the words that are searched. I ran the top 1,000 phrases that are searched, gave you a report. You can see what people are asking for when they hit our website, 1,000 phrases. So you can get on there and see exactly what they're typed in. And it's very, sometimes it's about where to stay and
right.
Fun things. Some mostly in our business, it's not. But
well, thank you very much.
I'll fluff that up for you.
Thank you.
Excellent document.
All right, great. Thanks. Any questions, you guys know where I'm at.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Brian, we appreciate what little bit you do, too. Jokingly, I'm kidding. No,
the man in charge.
The guy behind the scenes.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. You do work closely, you said, with Hamilton and the other communities, right?
I try really hard. Yeah. I'm one of those people. I know they see my emails and they just duck. I do work closely with them. And one of the key reasons why our attraction has been so high in 2007 is because I was finally able to show them results and how this works. Hamilton put all of their sites and buildings on their website. Liberty Township did the same, and so did Fairfield. And what that is, that information they're putting on theirs is just a link to our website and then back to Ohio Department of Development. So we're all the same. I just had to provide a platform for them, and I try to communicate to them. I give them the same web report that you folks see.
And Middletown the same way?
All of them. Yeah. Some of them more than others. Yeah. That communicate back and forth. They'll call and ask me, how did this come about or what happened? I do that. But I provide them with that report every single month.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to go to communications?
Sure. First would it be approved minutes from the February 11th meeting, approved travel and training. Under finance, transfers and appropriations, two amended certificates of estimated resources dated February 7th and February 14th. Resolution granting funds to Historical Society, approve auditor of state to assist with 07 financial report, appropriate funds to Midfest International, approve pay adjustment for zoning flood manager for planning department. Approve reassignment of CDC marketing specialist to acting CDC director. Approve pay adjustment for CSEA attorney to CIA, and approve one-day suspension. Under development, receive and refer bids for sewer improvement project CDBG 72. Under Job and Family Services, accept and place on file payroll for February 2nd. Approve two child daycare contracts for Child Time Learning Center and Little Village Discovery Center. Approve contracts with Mental Health Services and Gene Campbell for consulting services. Approve amendments to Butler County Common Pleas Domestic Relations Court contract. Under Children's Services, accept and place on file payroll number 4. Under Environmental Services, approve pay adjustment for chief operator. Rescind resolution, advertise for bids for purchase of laboratory equipment, advertise for bids for Kyle Station water main replacement. Release one-year maintenance bond for wall line extension to Beckett Town Center. Award completion of the 08 Industrial Commercial Survey contract to GT Environmental. Approve agreement with Arcadis. Approve 6 application for loan assistance. Approve deputy director to apply for EPA WPCLF loan. Under engineer, approve engineer to sign agreement for federal funding for road widening. Receive and refer bids for bridge replacement contract. Approve contract for bridge replacement to Sinise's contractor. Skip over the next 3 on Hawthorne Bluff. Next 4, Hawthorne Bluff. Cancel maintenance bonds for Village of Providence Section 11 and 12. Cancel maintenance bond for Cedarbrook Section 7B, Yankees Estates Section 21. Cedarbrook Section 6, Cedarbrook Section 7A, Trails of 4 Bridges Phase 2. Under miscellaneous, approve intergovernmental agreement with TID for Cox Road Extension. Receive and refer bids for purchase of various equipment for EMA. And receive and refer bids for dry cleaning services for the sheriff. Award dry cleaning services to CRI dry cleaners. Approve payments for the prosecutor's national trial advocacy annual membership. Approve food Title 4D contracts with CSCA, domestic relations, and various agencies. Amend resolution for annexation of 40.113 acres in Oxford. Extend lease agreements with USDA for Farm Service Agency and Butler Hamilton County ACS. That's both uses at the Ag Building. Accept resignation and reappointment of Jerome Kearns to Workforce One Investment Board. Approve reimbursements to Karen's Pizzeria for EMA training, Jim Hamlin for training, Cartwells for EMA training. Approve to raise a daily rate of adult services for Butler County Care Facility from $35 to $43 a day. And that's it.
Is Bruce Jewett resigning from the Workforce One Investment Board?
Yeah, and then Jerome's taking his place.
Okay. Okay, I didn't hear you mention the resignation. If there's no changes, move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And then I have canceled performance bonds for Bluff of Hawthorne Hill Section 1, Section 2, Section 3A, and Section 1A, and canceled performance bond for Hawthorne Hill Section 1B.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to take just a moment to announce a new program. It's a porch light program, we call it. The program actually targets young people 18 to 21 who are aging out of foster care with Butler County Children's Services. The uniqueness of the program is that it focuses on young people who have the most potential and want to succeed. These former foster children recognize that they still need support and that they will not be successful if they go back to their families. Butler County discovered that 70% of the foster children who leave foster care without follow-up support come back to us to use our county systems in mental health, addiction, and corrections, all of which are very costly. Opened in December, it accommodates up to 4 young women. Right now, there's 2 residents. Target stay is 12 months. Exceptions can be made. Run by the Community Behavioral Health with programming coordination and consultation with Butler County Children's Services. All residents receive Medicaid and food stamps. The target population is 18-year-old women who are leaving their foster homes because they're old enough but do not have the skills and resources to set up household or be successful. some barriers that they encounter are no diploma or GED, no family to support them, their conditions which put them into foster care still exist, no job, no transportation, no money for deposit and rent for an apartment, no mentors. What the Porchlight program provides is a safe place to live. There's a monthly fee for those who have income of any kind, and that fee is banked and given to the clients when they when they leave. House monitors 24/7 to make sure the women have meals, do household chores, and establish the good habits they will need to be successful and productive. Access to GED training or high school classes, career counseling and financial assistance for post-secondary or vocational training or a college degree, life skills training, including budgeting, resume writing, job-seeking skills, supports to obtain a substantial job, reliable transportation, and a stable living arrangement. In the future, we'll have a house for young men aging out of foster care, which will be open later this year. Right now, we have seen that when they leave at that age without these skills, we're going to wind up taking care of them ultimately, and it's going to cost an awful lot more than if we can give them the training that they need to make it in today's world. I think it's a very good program. That's quite a concern apparently all over the country. So we're hoping that this will help our local aging out of foster kids.
I agree.
You guys have anything to add to that?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else at this time?
I do, Mr. President. Just wanted to give commissioners an update of the Children's Services Levy, and also want to say thank you to our local papers. We received a very glowing endorsement from the Cincinnati Enquirer and the Journal News, which very happy, especially since the Enquirer took us to task a little bit back in August, July, May, when we appointed Mike Fox. They weren't happy with that, but after our meeting last week with the Cincinnati Enquirer and the subsequent endorsement, they very impressed with the progress that we've made with Children's Services, which I think is very good. We've got 1 week to go. Signs are going up. The support continues to roll in, and there's no organized opposition that I've heard of, you know, and knock on wood. And we would like to ask as a campaign to ask all the pastors and churches in Butler County to talk about a Butler County Day of Prayer for Kids. The Children's Services Agency reaches 7,000 kids in Butler County each year, and that's one out of 12 of our local kids. And we ask them, you know, don't make a, you know, talk about the pros and cons of the levy. I don't want to get have the pastors get political about that, but just to have their congregations think about saying a prayer for kids in Butler County, because it's so very important that we protect and have the ability to protect kids who are in trouble and who need our help. So with that, I just thought I'd give you that little update about the Children's Services levy, and I'm cautiously optimistic about its passage.
Very good. So very important.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyone else have anything?
Motion adjourned.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Thank you.